पविंदु दिया करुए दासे तृण पे खाती ही ना
गुरुदेव कृपा बिंदु दिया करुए दासे तृण पे खाती ही ना
सकल सहने बल दिया
सहने बल दिया कर निज माने स्नेह दीना
गुरुदेव कृपा बिंदु दिया करु दासे तृण पे खाती ही ना
बिहारी गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन जमुना तीरावन चारी जमुना तीरावन चारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे जय राधा दामोदर राधा दामोदर राधे जय राधा राजबिहारी राधा राजबिहारी राधे गोपीनाथ राधा गोपीनाथ राधे। जय जगन्नाथ जय बलदेवा बलदेवा जय सुभद्रा। जय सीताराम लक्ष्मण हनुमान सीताराम लक्ष्मण हनुमान। नितय गौर हरि बो हरि बो हरि बोल हरि बोल। जय जय प्रभुपाद 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 प्रभुपाद। जय जय गुरुदेव 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 गुरुदेव। जय श्री राधा रास बिहारी की जय। राधा दामोदर भगवान की जय। राधा गोपीनाथ की जय। श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। हिज होलीनेस जयपतक स्वामी गुरु महाराज की जय। नमो ओम विष्णु पादाय कृष्ण प्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते जयपतक स्वामिनिति नामिने। नमो आचार्य पादाय निताय कृपा प्रदायिने गौर कथा धाम दाय नगर ग्राम तारिणे। नमो ओम विष्णु पादाय कृष्ण प्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने। नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणी। ओम अज्ञानतिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानांजनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरुवे नमः। मुखं करोति वाचालं पंगुं लंगायते गिरं यत्कृपातमहं वंदे श्री गुरु दीनधारणं परमानंदमाधवं कृष्ण चैतन्य ईश्वर महाराज की जय। सो हरे कृष्णा। आज मेरा सौभाग्य है JSS मुंबई के भक्तों को संबोधन करना। भगवान के गुणगान जब हम करते हैं तब भक्तों को आनंद होता है, और जब हम भक्तों का गुणगान करते हैं तो भगवान को आनंद होता है। तो आज हम भगवान को आनंद देने का प्रयत्न करेंगे, क्योंकि आज हम भगवान के शुद्ध भक्त प्रिय भक्त हिज होलीनेस जयपतक स्वामी गुरु महाराज की विशेष विशेष पास टाइम्स पे चर्चा करेंगे। भगवान अपने अनेक लीलाओं के द्वारा बता चुके हैं कि उन्हें अपने भक्तों की गुणगान सुनने में विशेष आनंद होता है। मुझे याद है कुछ साल पहले हम जब तिरुपति गए थे तो वहाँ के एक स्थानिक भक्त बहुत सुंदर एक कथा सुना रहे थे। तिरुपति मंदिर में एक प्रथा है, ठाकुर जी को पालकी में वे शोभा यात्रा में ले जाते हैं। तो बहुत साल पहले जब रामानुजाचार्य श्री संप्रदाय के जो वरिष्ठ गुरु है वे स्वयं जब भगवान की शोभा यात्रा निकलती थी
तो वे स्वयं आगे खड़े रहते थे पालकी के पास में, और जब ये शोभा यात्रा निकलती है तो वे भगवान के गुणगान करते हुए, कीर्तन करते हुए पालकी के सामने सामने चलते थे। तो एक दिन श्री विग्रह के मुखारविंद से एक आवाज़ आई, और उस आवाज़ में उन्होंने रामानुजाचार्य से कहा, रामानुजा तुम यहाँ से चले जाओ। रामानुजाचार्य को लगा शायद सुनने में कहीं भूल हो गई है, ठाकुर जी मुझे क्यों कहेंगे यहाँ से चले जाओ। नहीं गए, खड़े रहे। फिर से आवाज़ निकली, रामानुज तुम यहाँ से चले जाओ, अभी का अभी तुम यहाँ से चले जाओ। रामानुजाचार्य को समझ में नहीं आया, मैंने क्या अपराध कर दिया, क्या गलती की, मुझे भगवान क्यों ऐसे निकाल रहे हैं, आँख में आंसू, और अभी खड़े हैं भगवान को हाथ जोड़ के निवेदन करने की कोशिश कर रहे हैं कि मेरी क्या गलती है। और फिर से आवाज़ आई, अभी का अभी मेरे सामने से तुम चले जाओ। अब उनको समझ में नहीं आया, ठीक है बाद में देखेंगे, पहले कम से कम यहाँ से निकल जाता हूँ। सीधा रामानुजाचार्य जो है वहाँ से निकल गए, और जैसे ही वे वहाँ से निकल गए, वैसे ठाकुर जी ने दूसरे भक्तों को संबोधित करते हुए कहा, जब भी मैं शोभा यात्रा में निकलता हूँ तो आप लोग सब मेरा गुणगान करते हैं, मुझे रामानुज के गुणगान सुनने हैं। अगर वो यहाँ खड़ा रहेगा तो ये करने नहीं देगा, इसलिए मैंने उसको भगा दिया, उसके गुणगान करो, मैं सुनना चाहता हूँ। तो जब मेरी ये शोभा यात्रा निकलती है तो उसके गुणगान करो, मैं सुनूंगा, उसी में मेरा आनंद है। तो फिर जो है भक्तों ने रामानुजाचार्य के जो महिमा है, 100 श्लोक है, मुझे ख्याल से उसको कहते हैं नूतादधि, नूतादधि, नूटादधि माने 100, नूटा माने तेलुगु में जो बोलते हैं 100, नूटादधि। तो फिर जो है 100 वर्सेस रामानुजाचार्य के बारे में ग्लोरीज करते करते, और ठाकुर जी जो पालकी में ऐसे ऐसे करते हुए सुन रहे हैं। तो भगवान के भक्तों का जब गुणगान होता है तो ठाकुर जी अति प्रसन्न हो जाते हैं। आज जब जो हम करने जा रहे हैं, हमारे गुरु महाराज के अलग अलग गुणों की, अलग अलग विशेषताओं की चर्चा कर रहे करेंगे, तो आई एम श्योर कि राधा दामोदर, राधा रास बिहारा, रास बिहारी, राधा गोपीनाथ झूलेंगे आनंद से अपने प्रिय भक्त की कथा सुनते हुए। तो आप दोनों में से एक ही सेलेक्ट करिए, या तो हिंदी या तो इंग्लिश। ओके ठीक है। देखिए मैंने तो कोशिश की, हिंदी वालों की किस्मत खराब है, हम क्या करें। तो when we glorify the Lord, then his devotee becomes very happy, and when we glorify the devotee, the Lord becomes very happy. So I was telling a very beautiful pastime of Ramanujacharya, that how when he was accompanying the Lord during his processions in Tirupati, so once it so happened that a voice comes out from the Archavigraha and stops, you know, and he says, I don't want Ramanuja here, he needs to go out from here. And Ramanuja is surprised, how come I'm being thrown out of the procession? So very reluctantly he leaves the procession, and then Lord says, well, actually I just want to hear his glories, so when he is around he won't allow me to do that, so now since he is gone, please recite his glories and I want to hear it. So that's how the Lord hears the glories of Ramanujacharya. So I was just trying to drive the point that when we glorify the devotees of the Lord, then Lord becomes so happy. So in fact the devotees of the Lord, they're so pure. You know, like Narottam Das Thakur, he tells in his bhajan, Gangara parasa hoile paschata pavan, darshane pavitra karo e tumara gun. E tumara gun. The devotees of the Lord, they are so pavitra, they are so pure, that when we want to get purified, we need to go to the Ganges, and then we take bath in the Ganges, then we get purified. But the devotees of the Lord is simply, we see them, we are purified. And in fact, I was hearing one very beautiful pastime from Mahabharata, where it proves that not only seeing the devotee, if you simply think about seeing the devotee, even if you contemplate in your mind that I want to go and meet this devotee, or I want to go and see this devotee, that itself will give you the boon, or rather I'll say that will give you immense sukruti, you know, you'll accumulate immense punya karma. So I remember this beautiful story from Mahabharata, how Yudhishthira Maharaj had done his maiden, his first Ashwamedha Yajna. And the system was that when he does the Ashwamedha Yajna, or any sacrifice, if everybody is satisfied, then a big bell in his kingdom, it rings by itself. But this time he saw the bell isn't moving, the bell isn't ringing. So he thought definitely there's somebody who is not satisfied. So they go around the whole kingdom to find out who is not satisfied. And then ultimately they come across a particular Swami, a particular sage who was not satisfied. So Yudhishthira Maharaj personally goes and says, how can I satisfy you? Please come to my kingdom, you know, please come to my palace. I want to feed you. So he says, I will come, provided you give me the benefit of doing 100 Ashwamedha Yajna, then I come. So he said, definitely I'll give you, but for now I have done the first yajna. So this one yajna fruits I can give you, but I haven't yet performed another 99. So he says, that's not my problem. You finish the 100 Ashwamedha yajna, give me that fruit, then I'll come and take the prasadam at your palace. But Yudhishthira Maharaj says, unless and until you are satisfied, this yajna is not getting completed. So he says, that's not my problem. So now Yudhishthira Maharaj doesn't know what to do. So every night he is sleepless. So one night he shares this with his wife Draupadi. And Draupadi says, that's so simple. I'll do it tomorrow itself. So she goes, speaks with the sage, brings him to the palace for prasadam. And when Yudhishthira Maharaj sees that Draupadi did something so impossible, so he asks her, how did you manage to do that? And Draupadi says, it's so simple. He asked me the same question, that will you give me the fruit of doing 100 Ashwamedha Yajna? And I said, why 100? I'll give you the fruit of doing 1 koti, crores and crores of Ashwamedha Yajna. So then the sage asked, but your husband, he says he hasn't even completed one. So how will you manage to give me the, you know, benefit of so many yajnas? And she says, it's very simple. It says in the scripture that when you go and meet a saintly person, and when you just, you know, make a move from your house with a thing in the mind that I want to see this saintly person, then with every step you accumulate the fruit of performing thousands and crores of Ashwamedha Yajna. So there is a saying in Hindi, it says, Sant milan ko jaiye tyaji man apaman, ek ek pag aage bhare kotin yajna saman. One step that you take out from your house on the way to meet a saintly person, every step that you take is kotin yajna saman, koti yajna saman. So it's not only about seeing a devotee, meeting a devotee. Even if you think about a devotee, we are purified. So today we have this very, very great opportunity to glorify our dear, dear Guru Maharaj, who is a very pure devotee of Lord Sri Krishna. So I thought that we'll take up a verse from Chaitanya Charitamritam, Madhya Leela, chapter number 22. And this is a conversation between Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sanatan Goswami. So here Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is listing out beautiful Vaishnava qualities. So of course a Vaishnava has many qualities, but he has listed out prominent 26 qualities of a Vaishnava. And I just wanted to start with this sloka, and we can see how, you know, all these 26 qualities are manifested in our dear Guru Maharaj. So I'll recite this sloka and then we'll ponder upon each and every quality. You can recite with me if you have this. It's Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Leela, chapter 22, sloka from 78 to 80. Kripalu akrita droha satya sara sama nidosha vadanyam ridu suchiya kinchana सर्वोपकार शांत कृष्ण एक शरणा अकाम निहा स्थिर विजित सद्गुणा मित्त भूख अप्रमात मानदामानी गंभीर करुणा मैत्र कवि दक्ष मौनी. These are the 26 qualities of a Vaishnava. So starting with the quality number one, Kripalu. What do I say about this quality? Everybody knows this quality is, you know, in all the Vaishnavas we see this Kripalu, compassionate. So we see how our dear Guru Maharaj is so very compassionate. Today he's in this situation, even when he was physically, healthy and, you know, very fine. Even those days also, he used to strain himself so much just to reach out to people. You know, now, of course, we hear so many pastimes of Guru Maharaj, how he's reaching out to the hospital nurses, to the doctors, to different people. But every situation that he was in, he's always been so merciful. Even when he was not a guru, even when he was not a sannyasi, even when he, as a new devotee also, when he joined ISKCON, so full of patience, so full of compassion for everybody. Even in his younger days in Mayapur, he used to go 40 kilometers in the bicycle all the way and trying to get some construction material, trying to reach out to the people in whatever way he could to help others. We all know that I think he even has some kind of a record of being a person who is most of the time in the air. You know, so much he has been traveling. I don't think there's any part of the world that he hasn't visited, for all the different continents, and trying to give his mercy to everybody. And sometimes we see he's so tired. In fact, on any given day, if we call his secretary and ask what Guru Maharaj has done today from morning when he got up till he took rest, I'm sure what he did in that one day, many of us may not have done in 1 month what he does in 1 day. Every single day he tries to give every second, every minute of his life for Krishna's service. And I remember many years ago, you know, I think it was in the 90s one time, I was trying to attend a Bhagavatam class by Guru Maharaj, and then Guru Maharaj was in the Vyasasana, and somebody else was singing Jai Radha Madhav, and Guru Maharaj is sitting, and he was so tired. He had come from some trip, and then he was supposed to give Bhagavatam class, that he was just closing his eyes and sitting. And everybody could see he was sleeping. And as soon as Jai Radha Madhav was over, you know, the last done, and then he opens his eyes, and for 1.5 hours he gives beautiful class, tick, 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 you know, with question answers and so enthusiasm. And that's about it. And then one devotee was asking him that, how do you manage to do that? You know, one moment we see you are like, you know, so tired. And he said, my secret is, when I speak the name of Gauranga, I get all the strength from Gauranga Mahaprabhu, because this is Gauranga Mahaprabhu's mission. He wants to reach to everybody. So this is what we see in Guru Maharaj. He has that mood of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He wants to reach to every nook and corner, to just about, you know, every living entity, every jiva that he comes in contact with. He just gives a, you know, beautiful impression, you know, and they get connected to him instantly. You know, that compassion of his flows through his talks, through his eyes, through his body language, the way he gives prasadam to everybody. So he's full of karuna. So there's 26 qualities. We can have actually one JSS session for one quality, if we want to connect all these qualities with different pastimes of Guru Maharaj. But since we decided to complete all the qualities, I'll go like little quick, and to try and see that we can complete all the qualities in today's session. So the second quality we see, and of course I particularly remember once, I think Guru Maharaj shared himself for many times, and even Mahavara Prabhu was saying that when he was unwell, how he saw a dream, and in that dream all his god brothers who has left this world came, and then they were telling him that, why not you come back? And Guru Maharaj says, that world which I saw was so beautiful, and my god brothers were so blissful, and they were so happy with a smiling face, and they were just telling me, come back. And then I said, no, I want to stay. And Mahamara Prabhu was especially mentioning that if somebody was in his place, they would have accepted the offer. They would say, like, forget it, because, the, you know, of course, now Guru Maharaj is doing better by Krishna's mercy. But the situation was so bad, just to hold that body, just to keep that body together was such a pain. But still he decided to stay back, just because he loves all of us. He loves everybody, and he wants to help everybody. He doesn't want to go alone. He wants to take everybody back home, back to Godhead. Akrita Droha. Akrita Droha, English translation, is one who is not defiant, one who does not pick up quarrels. And that we can see that Guru Maharaj is so peace-loving and so good-natured. We have never, I don't think anybody, I don't think anybody who has ever come in touch with Guru Maharaj has ever heard him speaking bad about anybody. I don't think so. Any devotee can claim that they ever heard in any conversation with Guru Maharaj where he's speaking bad about somebody. He will not speak bad about anybody. He doesn't see any fault in anybody, you know. So it's like that, you know. See, when you see fault in anybody, basically what you're doing is you're simply projecting what is there in you. So those who are pure devotees of the Lord, they can't see fault in anybody because they don't have that fault inside them and they feel whole world is so beautiful. Mm-hmm. So we see that with Guru Maharaj, he never sees fault in anybody. In fact, I think I was hearing Sachinandan Maharaj and he was mentioning, see, we may think, okay, maybe with us, Guru Maharaj does not talk about anybody's fault, but maybe on their level, in the meetings, you know, God brothers, they may be talking about it. But Sachinandan Maharaj was mentioning this. He said, I have never heard Jayaprataka Swami talking bad about anybody. So he doesn't have that nature. He doesn't see fault in anybody. He doesn't see bad in anybody. He has very beautiful heart. What he's simply thinking is, how can I use this devotee in Krishna's service? That's the only thing. When he looks at you or anybody, the only thing going on in his mind is, how do I connect this person to Krishna? That's all his business. So akrita droha. Next quality is satya sar. Means it's not about, satya sar does not mean he speaks truth. Satya sar basically means is his interest is in satya sar. So what is satya sar? Satya sar means absolute truth, Krishna. So his interest is about Krishna only. He wants to talk about that which is true, which is real. Because everything else in this world is temporary. What is the reality of this world is our relationship with Krishna. And this is what his focus is on. So the devotee whose focus is always on Krishna is Satyasar. Because frankly, whatever you are speaking is lie. Except Krishna, if you speak something, it's lie. Like I said, this is my sari. It's lie. It's not mine. It's not mine because I'm a soul. I'm not this body, right? Let's say this is my room, but it's not mine, right? So that means whatever we are speaking is not true. Only thing when we say I'm servant of Krishna, then it's true. That's the only thing you're saying true. Rest everything is false. My son, my daughter, my house, my property. But actually it's not yours. It's Krishna's. So Satyasar means a devotee who is always conscious of Krishna. He's always conscious of Krishna. I remember this beautiful pastime where Guru Maharaj had flown from Singapore to Perth. So when he reached there, it was midnight, 12:30. So when he reached there, midnight, 12:30, then devotees were waiting for him at the airport. And then he goes and he was staying in some devotee's house. So when they reached there, the mattress was not comfortable because Guru Maharaj had this lungs problem. So he has to sleep in a particular angle. But the mattress was sinking him down. So then the devotees were trying to change the mattress, you know, putting that mattress, this mattress, nothing is working out. Then two devotees went to the temple to get the different mattress. So meanwhile, that devotee in whose house Guru Maharaj was hosted, in his another bedroom, there was another mattress. So they were trying it. So the devotees, even Guru Maharaj's servants, they were sleeping on the mattress and seeing, you know, if it's sinking down or not. So all that hangama was going on and Guru Maharaj is watching all the tamasha, what's happening. Finally, 3:30 in the night, the mattress was done. So then they were taking Guru Maharaj from the wheelchair and making him sleep on the mattress. So when they were doing that, Guru Maharaj said, I want to tell you one beautiful pastime of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu from Chaitanya Charitamrita. It's called the Beda pastime, you know, where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is doing kirtan. So Guru Maharaj's servant very humbly said, Guru Maharaj, it is already late. Maybe you should take rest. Guru Maharaj got so upset and he said, last 2 hours, you people are talking about bed. I don't want to sleep in bed consciousness. I want to sleep in Beda consciousness, in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's consciousness. I am a sannyasi, you know. I don't want to sleep in bed consciousness. I want to sleep in Krishna consciousness. I will speak about that pastime. And then she said, okay, Guru Maharaj. So then Guru Maharaj spoke about that particular pastime. So it's from bed to Beda pastimes. And then Guru Maharaj talks about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastime and then he goes for taking rest. So Satyasar. Satyasar, he always wants to remember Krishna. He wants to talk about Krishna, right? And he wants to hear about Krishna. The next quality we see is Sama. Sama means equal. He's equal to everyone. This is a very beautiful pastime narrated by Bhadracharu Prabhu. How he once brought a Sanskrit scholar, and that Sanskrit scholar had made a beautiful verses glorifying Guru Maharaj. So they were like 8 verses. So he was sitting down and he was just reciting those 8 verses. And as we all know, Guru Maharaj is, I mean, he's hearing, but he's like sipping water, taking tissue like this. And that man, he's thinking in his mind, I'm such an important, so beautiful verses I made. I hope he's hearing me, because he's not looking at him. Guru Maharaj is looking everywhere, doing like this, saying something. But we all know wherever Guru Maharaj is looking, his ears are so sharp. He'll hear everything, every word, but he doesn't know. So he's just a scholar. So at the end of the 8 verses, Guru Maharaj looked in his eyes. So Guru Maharaj said, okay, done. He said, yeah, done. Now, in his mind, he's thinking, he heard or not, who knows. And then Guru Maharaj said, well, in the 5th verse, there was a mistake. So he's like, what? I mean, he was not sure whether he heard it or not. And now Guru Maharaj is saying, in the 5th verse, there is a mistake. So he said, yeah. So what is the mistake? So Guru Maharaj said, in the 5th verse, when you're glorifying me, you said that I'm ready to take the sins of my disciples. So that is wrong. You should change it. I'm ready to take the sins of the whole world, not only my disciples. So just make the change there. And he was like, he's in a shock. So like, yeah, I'll make that change. So equal to everyone. We may think, oh, Guru Maharaj loves us. We are his disciples. He loves everybody. He loves everybody equally. Whether his disciple, not his disciple, for every jiva. So this is one thing very special about Guru Maharaj, his hearing. Sometimes we wonder whether he's, whether he heard us, is he looking at us? Because sometimes, there are 10, 15 people in the room. I remember when Guru Maharaj came to Vishakhapatnam, I was very excited to show him my school. So my school is like 3 floors and there's one basement. So the higher classes are in the basement. So he can't go because of his wheelchair. So he was on the first floor of the school building. So I was showing him primary sections, LKG, lower kindergarten, UKG, or the nursery section. So nursery sections, they're very beautiful. All these hanging apples and planets and all the vegetables. So out of, I want to impress him. So I'm just like, explaining my school activities. So I very excitedly told, I said, Guru Maharaj, in our school, it's not just about teaching from the books. We teach practically, hands-on experience. When we teach A for apple, we actually bring an apple, we cut an apple, we make the children eat the apple, feel the apple. If we say B for ball, we actually make the children touch the ball, play with the ball. So Guru Maharaj is looking here and there, and I'm like, I'm just going on, I don't know whether he's hearing, he was just looking here and there. So then when I stopped and they were just turning Guru Maharaj's chair to take him out of the nursery room. So Guru Maharaj immediately looked at me and he said, so what about when you teach them L for lion? So you bring lion at the school? So I was like, and believe me, devotees, at that moment, okay, now I have a PhD, okay, but that moment, I forgot what is L for. I don't know, L for, and because I could not even reply to him at that moment. I could have said, no, L for lamp or L for something, but for 1 minute, I don't know, I forgot what is L for, and Guru Maharaj is laughing, L for lion, so you bring lion, and I could not reply. So yeah, that's Guru Maharaj. When we think he's not hearing, but he's actually hearing, every bit he's hearing, and we not only hearing what we say, he also hears what we don't say, what is there in our heart, even that he can hear. And I have this very first-hand experience. And this lockdown month, I developed a throat infection, maybe of too many classes and not much rest to the throat. And I'm not the person who will write to Guru Maharaj, I will write only if there is something to do with management or something important, but otherwise I don't want to disturb him. I know how many mails he gets, but somehow I had something to write to him, which was related to management. And in the footnote, I just, by the way, mentioned that Guru Maharaj, I have, you know, this throat problem, and, you know, just, I don't know why I felt to share it with him, and I did it. And believe me, I just sent the message. And from that very next day, my problem was gone. You see, that's the power of Guru Parampara. The moment you share, of course, you know, your problem, even before, I'm sure he must, I don't know if he read it or not, but that very moment, in other words, I had like severe problem with the heating in the throat and not able to talk. You know, of course, I still do have, but it's not so severe. But immediately, the moment I sent him the mail, just within a couple of hours, I'm fine. And of course, after a day or two, he replied. Not only replied, he sent me an Amazon link to buy one particular kind of a lozenge, which is good for the throat. And I'm using them and I'm feeling much better. So, I mean, he takes care of your physical, mental, all problems. You know, he has the solution. Okay, so we shouldn't be dwelling on each quality for a long time. Otherwise, we can't complete the 26 qualities. So then, the next quality is nidosha. Nidosha means faultless. Yeah, Guru Maharaj is faultless. Not only he's faultless, he doesn't see fault in others. That's his beauty. Those who are pure devotees of the Lord, as I was just mentioning, that they don't see fault in others, nidosha. So, of course, you see, all this problem that Guru Maharaj is getting, this physical problem, is definitely because of all of us. Somewhere we are not following rules and regulations properly, and he has to take our karma. In fact, I think when he was there for his treatment in Chennai, he did mention, you know, very many times, you know, he just said that verbally, that some of my disciples are not following the four rules and regulations and I have to suffer. So, as Guru Maharaj's disciples, this is one seva we can do for him. Even if we don't do any other seva for him, is at least if we follow our japa properly and we follow the four rules and regulations, and whatever vows that we have taken during the fire sacrifice that happened during initiation, we should at least try and stick to those. See, these pure devotees of the Lord, they just take karma of everybody, even by their look, you know. Even you, when you just express your problem to them, immediately they suck it, you know. They take it on themselves. That's their nature. You see, in the history also, all these pure devotees of the Lord, you know, they were put to so many kind of physical trouble. If you see in the life of Jayadev Goswami, we all know Gita Govind. He wrote down Gita Govind. You know, his wife Padmavati also was very pure devotee. We all know how Jayadev Goswami went. Once he was in a forest, you know, following the king. And the king was in the chariot little bit ahead and he was following. And somehow the thieves got hold of him. And they thought that he's always constantly, you know, accompanying the king everywhere. Definitely he must be having a lot of jewels. So when they tried to rob him, they see he's a simple guy, doesn't have anything. So out of anger, they cut his two hands and they threw him in a dry well inside the forest. And then after some time, the king located him and brought him out. So we see in the case of Jayadev Goswami, the physical problems. We see even in the case of Ramanujacharya, so many people tried to poison him. We see in the case of Madhavacharya, so many people tried to kill him. We see in the case of Jesus Christ, how he was crucified. Even if we see how the pure devotees of the Lord, they put into so much trouble. And this is all because of their own compassionate nature, where they're always trying to take away the misery of others. Like we see in the case of, like we hear in Chaitanya Charitamrita about Vasudeva Vipra, right? How he had this suffering from this leprosy. And, you know, the worms are eating away his body. And whenever one worm falls down, he again picks up the worm and puts it back. Because this is the food, you know, a poor chap has fallen down. So he just picks it up so that they can eat his flesh. So these are the, you know, pure devotees of the Lord. So they are faultless. They are faultless and they simply suffer because of the fault of others, whom they have shown their compassion on, and they take it upon themselves. Next is Vadanya. Vadanya means magnanimous, magnanimous. So yeah, Guru Maharaj is magnanimous. Like I was just mentioning that not only spiritual life, even, you know, our material lives also, he tries to help in every way, tries to protect everybody, not only his disciples, he has compassion for everybody. I was just other day, I was hearing one of his disciples was mentioning how one time Guru Maharaj was traveling from somewhere and then a car accident happened right in front of him. And usually in India, if we see any accident happening, the first thing is we will move away from that place. We don't want to put ourselves in trouble. But Guru Maharaj stopped and he chanted Hare Krishna for them because they were leaving the body. So he chanted for them, made a couple of phone calls till the vehicle came to shift them. And he was there all along and he did that. So who would do this? Who would do this in this world? But this is Guru Maharaj, magnanimous, you know. I remember one devotee was telling how he was getting drowned in Ganga and how, you know, he had gone deep, you know, in spite of devotee's warning, he had gone somewhere deep. And then Guru Maharaj was the first one to spot him that he's getting drowned. And then, you know, we all know Guru Maharaj was an amazing swimmer. So then he went all the way and then somehow he held that devotee and he brought him back. And not only that, and that devotee mentions that how after Guru Maharaj saved him and put him back to the shore, again, Guru Maharaj was all the time keeping his eyes on that devotee only. Though Guru Maharaj, after that, he prayed for 2.5 hours with the ball in the Ganga. But his eyes are on that devotee only, that hope he doesn't get back again to the Ganga, you know. And then at the end, when they were winding up and leaving, Guru Maharaj was again asking, where is that devotee, you know, where is that boy who was getting drowned? Where is he? Is he safe? You know, and then, of course, this devotee was mentioning, I think, in his Vyasa Puja offering that, Guru Maharaj, just like you protected my body, please protect my soul. Just like you brought me out from Ganga, please take me out from this, ocean of material world, and I want to hold on to you. So yeah, Guru Maharaj is magnanimous, you know. I mean, who would risk his own life? You know, he was deep in there, but Guru Maharaj goes there and then he's somehow, of course, the number of past times, I'm just trying to like pick up one or two here and then, you know, how, you know, for, I think His Holiness Bhaktichara Swami Guru Maharaj was mentioning that any trouble for Mayapur, he's the first one. He used to, you know, take his danda and he's there, you know, and he used to say that all of us used to hide behind him and feel so protected when His Holiness Jayapataka Swami Guru Maharaj is around, you know, he will be there in the front to protect everybody. He has that heart, you know, he wants to protect everybody. So magnanimous, magnanimous. Next quality is mridu. Mridu means soft. Yeah, he's soft. You know, he looks like this, you know, with his, like how he was in the previous days, huge personality with a big danda, and you know, you may feel scared, but his heart is as soft as a lotus. I remember this beautiful pastime that happened in Hyderabad. So the Hyderabad, the donors had given a very big piece of land. I think it was 500 acres or something during Prabhupada's time. And then after Prabhupada left, the children of the donor wanted the land back. So they had put a case in the court. So meanwhile, the case is going on. The donors were giving a lot of trouble to the devotees. We had some cows and devotees were staying there. So they were trying to threaten with the gunda, you know, gundas, the hoodies. So these hoodies were making a lot of trouble, beating the devotees. So when Guru Maharaj came to Hyderabad, then the devotees were telling, Guru Maharaj, just see how, you know, these hoodies, they are beating up devotees. When we go and take our cows for grazing, they are pushing us. This is what happened, Guru Maharaj. Then when we were trying to complain to the police is not listening to us. They have bribed the police also. We don't know what to do. See this devotee, he got hurt here. As they are talking like this, Guru Maharaj is getting so angry, and he's cheeks became red and his eyes became red, and he said that, who is that police officer? And they said, yeah, so and so. And then Guru Maharaj said, come on, let's go just now. I want to go and speak with that police officer. Then immediately the devotee said, that's all right, Guru Maharaj, later we will talk. Guru Maharaj is not listening to anybody. He just got up, get down the stairs, went to the car, opened the door, sat in the car, closed the door. That means, let's go. That's it. There's no talking. So immediately devotees also sat in the car, and few devotees sat in the car behind. and their all hearts are beating very fast. Today something will happen, don't know what Guru Maharaj will do, he's so angry. So then the car reached the police station. The devotees' hearts are almost in their hand, what will happen? And the door opened and Guru Maharaj walked right inside the police station. And you know, in India, you have those names, their name boards on the door. So Guru Maharaj saw the name of that police officer. He just flung the door open and came inside. That's it. And the policeman is shocked, you know, seeing Guru Maharaj, such a big personality, big body with a big stick, walking right inside. And he's like, what is this? And then devotees are like, and Guru Maharaj is going right next to him, close. And devotees are like closing their eyes, finished. Maybe, you know, now Guru Maharaj is going to beat him or something. And they open the eyes and Guru Maharaj is not there anywhere. And they thought, he disappeared or what? And then they see Guru Maharaj is down. He's doing Shakshat Dandavat Pranam to the police officer. He's on the ground and doing Shakshat Dandavat Pranam. And the police officer is like, Swamiji, what are you doing? Swamiji, please get up. Don't do this. And Guru Maharaj just, please get up. And then Guru Maharaj got up and with his folded hands, he said, why are you doing this? We are simple devotees. We don't know how to fight and all. The case is going on in the court. Why can't you be just neutral? We are not saying that you support us. At least don't support them. Be neutral. And he's just joining his hand and talking like this. And the police is, okay, can you sit? Please sit down. Don't embarrass me like this. Please sit down, Swamiji. Sit down. We'll talk about it. And then Guru Maharaj got up. Mritu. He is Mritu. You see, with all that animation, somebody will think maybe he's going to beat up the police officer. But simply, he just paid obeisances and humbly said, you know, his heart is very soft, his heart is very soft, you know. He may express his anger, but that is for Krishna's service, because he wants to serve Krishna. He cannot tolerate when devotees are put into trouble, but otherwise his heart is very soft, like a lotus, you know, like the coconut, you see, hard from outside, but soft from inside. So, mridu, mridu. Next quality, suchi, clean. Oh, Guru Maharaj is so particular about cleanliness. Suchi, mochi, what's dirty, you know, he's like so Brahmanical. What you should touch with what hand, what you shouldn't do, you know, and he gets upset if you mess up that. He's so particular. I was hearing one devotee was saying that, I think somewhere in the 1990s, on the day or next day of Guru Maharaj Vyasa Puja, Guru Maharaj was distributing. We all know Guru Maharaj likes to distribute prasadam. Even if there are, of course, now he's not well, but in those days, you know, thousands, 2,000, 3,000 devotees he wants to distribute with his own hand. I don't know how somebody can humanly do it. I mean, sometimes we do it at our Jagannath Rath Yatra in Vizag, and I know how much it's like a painful, the whole hands are painful the next day when you do the distributing of prasadam. So he was giving khaja prasadam, and this devotee, he took that prasadam and he just put it in his mouth. He was eating. And then Guru Maharaj immediately chastised him. He said, look, if you, while eating, if you touch your fingers to the lips, then now you are muchi. Then you have to go and wash. But there is no water available. You are inside the temple hall. So you're not supposed to do that. So whenever the water is not available for cleaning hands, then you eat it, but you eat it from high above. Don't touch your hand to the mouth. So that devotee was expressing that that day, Guru Maharaj crushed a very big ego inside me. I used to always think that I'm from a Sri Vaishnav family. We are trained so nicely from childhood. We know what to do. What is this? And when Guru Maharaj said that, you know, I used to always think that, oh, ISKCON, they don't know, you know, Sri Vaishnavas, we are so perfect. And when Guru Maharaj thought that simple thing to me, my whole ego was crushed. Oh my God. You know, Guru Maharaj is so Brahmanical, you know, what to do, what should be not touched, how we have to, you know, what is clean, what is unclean. He is very particular about that. Next quality, akinchana. Akinchana means without material possessions, or rather devoid of material obsessions. You see, Guru Maharaj is a very simple person. If you give him the best facility available, he's fine. If you give him no facility also, he's fine. The only thing he wants is opportunity and facility to connect with the devotees where he can talk about Krishna. That is all he wants. So many times, you know, if you hear the Gauranga Prem Maharaj and the other devotees who have एक्चुअली सीन गुरु महाराज प्रीच इन बांग्लादेश. समटाइम दे आर टीयर, दे आर इन टीयरी आईज, यू नो हाउ गुरु महाराज प्रीच इन बांग्लादेश, बिकॉज देर वॉज नो फेसिलिटीज, नो बाथरूम, समटाइम्स नो प्लेसेस फॉर हिम टू स्टे. देर हैव बीन टाइम्स वेयर गुरु महाराज स्टेड इन कैटल शेड, द प्लेस वेर दे कीप गोट्स, because he has to stay in some grihastha's house, so they have made some place for him in goshala, in cattle shed, and he slept there. They were very poor, very poor, poor, and very, very, very austere situations. Sometimes no bathroom, just in the open, or sometimes maybe just, you know, they put some bamboo, put a cloth, and then, you know, he has to do whatever, you know, nature's call or whatever inside that place. But still, always enthusiastic to go and preach in Bangladesh, because he wants to give Krishna, Krishna se tumar, Krishna dite paro. He wants to give Krishna to everybody. So all that sacrifices that he made for Bangladesh preaching, I think today they said they have 72 ISKCON centers, 4,000 Namahattas. And this is the result of Guru Maharaj's 30 years of, maybe more than 30 years of sacrifice, sacrifice that he made. You know, now devotees are going to Bangladesh and, you know, whatever that base Guru Maharaj has made, now we go to Bangladesh is nice. It's entertainment because so many devotees, oh, they'll treat you like king and queen, you know, the way they'll give you prasadam and the way they show their affection. You can enjoy if you go to Bangladesh. What is Vaishnava Seva, the definition, that training, if we want, we should go to Bangladesh. How they, you know, they pour out their heart for you, the Bangladesh devotees. So, but it's all Guru Maharaj's hard work, you know, the way he, the way he was, you know, enduring so much austerity to preach there. In fact, one devotee is mentioning that one time he was with Guru Maharaj in Bangladesh preaching trip. So he had heard a lot about Bangladesh preaching. So this was his first trip with Guru Maharaj to Bangladesh. So he was very excited. So Bangladesh, they have to travel a lot from, you know, one place to another, from one village to another. So they went from one village to another village, and by the time they reached, it was like midnight, 2 o'clock. So that devotee thought, okay, now, you know, another 5 minutes, we are reaching that village, and then, you know, just go and hit the bed and take rest. So as soon as they entered the village, to, you know, to his surprise, there were 10,000 devotees in the middle of the night at 2 o'clock. They are waiting for Guru Maharaj, you know, when will Guru Maharaj arrive? So Guru Maharaj just got down from his vehicle directly inside the pandal, and this is 2 o'clock in midnight, and he started giving class, and he gave the class for 1.5 hours. So by the time the class is over, it's 3:30. So now this devotee thought, okay, 3:30, now Guru Maharaj will take rest. And then Guru Maharaj said, no, now personal interactions. If anybody want to ask anything, any questions, personal time to the devotees and grihasthas. And by the time everything was over, it was 4:30. And then 4:30, Guru Maharaj went to the room to take bath and fresh up. So this devotee was telling to his servants, what a day, na? Today was, my God, so jam-packed, night class, this and that. So then that servant said, what a day today, ah. In Bangladesh, almost every day will be like that only. And then he was like, what? Every day will be like that? He said, almost. At least 2 times in a week, it will be like that. And then he was wondering, why did I even come to this trip? One day is okay, but 2-3 days in a week, the whole night program goes on, and, you know, it's not humanly possible, you know, humanly possible. So that is Guru Maharaj, Akinshana. Go to the next quality. Sarva Upakara. Sarva Upakaraka. Sarva Upakaraka means one who works for the welfare of all. Welfare of all. He's a benefactor of all the living entities. I was hearing this wonderful pastime of Guru Maharaj, how once he had a flight from USA to Tokyo. So that was maybe like 12 hours or something like that. So by the time he reached, it was late in the night. So Guru Maharaj took a shower, took dinner prasadam. So the secretary thought, okay, now Guru Maharaj will take rest. So Guru Maharaj said, no, I'll give class. He said, all right, one small class, harmless class. So 45 minutes Guru Maharaj gave class. Secretary was very happy. 45 minutes class also over. Now Guru Maharaj will take rest. So then Guru Maharaj said, no, this couple wants to talk to me. Let them talk. Secretary thought, one couple wants to talk. Harmless. Just one couple, and then Guru Maharaj will take rest. Now that couple, that Mataji, she was pregnant. So Guru Maharaj asked her that, did you do Srimanta? You know, then she says, I don't know what is Srimanta. No, Srimanta. Did you do that samskara? This is one of the samskara. And she says, I don't know. Then Guru Maharaj said, no problem. We will arrange Srimanta just now. So he says, so Mahavara, can you arrange for fire sacrifice? And he's like, what? Tokyo, middle of the night, for this unknown lady whom we don't know. And this is the first time Guru Maharaj is meeting them. And maybe Guru Maharaj will never meet them again in the rest of his life. And he says, yeah, so let us organize. So he says, so like, how are we supposed to do the fire sacrifice? So Guru Maharaj said, yeah, fire sacrifice. So, okay, get one kadai. Kadai, you know, where we cook food, you know, the big one. Go and get that. We'll do yagya in that. So they said, okay. So then they brought the kadai. And then Guru Maharaj said, okay, so kadai, so get some twigs. So then they went inside, you know, some garden somewhere, they're plucking some twigs and something, you know, so that they can put it in that kadai, in that cooking pot, and they can have their fire sacrifice. So that's what, you know, when he was picking up those twigs, he's wondering in the mind that this can happen only with Jayapata Goswami Guru Maharaj. This can happen only with him in the middle of the night. Here we are picking some twigs for doing a Srimanta for don't know who they are. And then they did it. And they did it. And the couple was so happy. So Sarva Upakar, it's not that, okay, he's my disciple. So for him or for anybody, he just wants to give himself for people. Next quality, Shanta, peaceful. Peaceful. He's a peaceful. One of the quality of a pure devotee is that he's a peaceful person. Now we will say peaceful, but then I've seen Guru Maharaj shout sometimes so loudly. In fact, when in the olden days, when Radhacharan Prabhu was Guru Maharaj's secretary, and when they offered to Bhadra Balram Prabhu, no, that do you want to be Guru Maharaj's secretary? So Bhadra Balram Prabhu was like excited. Guru Maharaj's secretary, yeah, definitely, why not? And then Radhacharan Prabhu said, can you tolerate his shoutings? Because he'll shout. So Bhadra Balram Prabhu was like, okay, maybe if I make mistake, he will shout. What's the big thing? But then when he actually became secretary, he came to know how much shouting, you know, he can't make any mistake. By early morning, 5 o'clock, the office has to be clean. Everything has to be, you know, whenever he asks something, you have to be ready. So now somebody will say, well, you just said Shanta. Like one of Guru Maharaj's secretary, he was just trying to do some service and Guru Maharaj was shouting on him like anything. So once Bhadra Balram Prabhu, he just, you know, got all the courage together and he asked Guru Maharaj, the devotee is trying to serve you, you know. I mean, why are you shouting at him? He just asked, a question came in his mind. And Guru Maharaj said something very nice. He said, because he's doing it out of ego. I want to crush that ego. If with ego he makes 56 variety feast also, I don't accept. But if out of humility he even makes a simple khichdi, I'll accept it with love. I'm crushing his ego. So sometimes we may think, you know, apparently to our outside this, why he's shouting, why he's doing this, why he's behaving. We don't know, you know, he's a doctor. Doctor has his treatment for everybody. For somebody, doctor may be, you know, showing forgiving. For some people, there's no forgiveness, very strict. For some people, shouting. Some people, smile. A different treatment, just like doctor gives different medicines to different people. Guru has a different treatment for everybody. What we should understand is, whatever he does is for my good. Because he's not my enemy. If you understand that, everything is clear. He's my well-wisher. If he's my well-wisher, okay, the whatever way he behaves with me is for my benefit. Sometimes if he's saying something which I don't like or which is unpleasant, understand he's just trying to make you humble. Just trying to make you humble. And we should accept it. Like we see in Prabhupada's pastimes, you know, Prabhupada used to train his disciples on how to have this arguments with the atheist, you know. So Prabhupada says, okay, I'm an atheist and you people are devotees. Now convince me, where is Krishna? And they're trying to convince. And Prabhupada is, you know, getting angry mood and he's using the words like rascal and fool. And then after some time, the disciples said, Prabhupada, this is okay, whatever that, you know, that arguments we are doing. But for everything, why do you use the word fool and rascal? And then Prabhupada immediately said, because I love you, rascal. Because I love you, you know. So when a guru is chastising or getting angry, That means he loves you so much. You don't get angry on anybody on the road. If you get angry on somebody, that means that person is special for you. It's intimate. That's why that emotion comes out. You can see that in your day-to-day life also. You will get angry on those whom you love. Not at everybody. You know, somebody, if they're not known to you, they do something, you're saying, jaane do, what's the big thing? Leave it. They are your own, then you want to correct them. Right? Like many times I give this example. Let's say some guest came, you know, at your house, and then you have this nice crockery, your wife walks in and, you know, gives a nice ruabza to everybody. And the naughty child, you know, with the guest, he just broke the glass. Your immediate reaction will be, it's okay. Though the parents are embarrassed, you know, are why you are doing, and you will immediately stop the guest. Are leave it, small child. What will happen if he breaks? Are hota hai, children are naughty, leave it. But same thing, if your daughter or son breaks a glass, you will get very angry. You have no sense. Can't you see properly? Didn't you walk properly? Why you have kept that there? Immediately you will scold. But others, children, leave it. Small children, what they'll do. That means they're so far off. They're your guest. You don't want to correct them. They came just for 10 minutes. Why to correct? But your own children, you want to correct them. Same thing is with Guru. If they're always forgiving, that means you are so far off. It's okay what I have to do with him, whether he improves, he doesn't improve, whatever he wants to do. But the moment you want to correct, that means you connected to that person. You think the person is your own. So that is what the spiritual master does. So yeah, Guru Maharaj is Shanta. If at all, whatever we see is just for protecting the devotees, for transforming them, right? For helping them in their spiritual life. Next quality, Krishna Eka Sharana, surrender to Krishna. See, Krishna Eka Sharana means in every situation, a pure devotee is always taking shelter of Krishna. He has no other shelter except Krishna. So he doesn't take shelter of his material assets or of his whatever he possesses materially, but he simply depends on Krishna. So this is one quality, Krishna Eka Sharanam. And we can also take it as one who is always trying to make even others Krishna Eka Sharana by reminding and remembering of, reminding them of Krishna. And he also keeps remembering and he's always in absorption of Krishna. So I remember this beautiful pastime one of the Radhanath Maharaj disciples was sharing the other day. So this devotee is a doctor somewhere in the US, and he's a neurologist. So when he met our Guru Maharaj, so Guru Maharaj was telling him that you are a neurologist, you get so many patients, so why not you encourage them to chant, you know, Lord's names? So he said, but how can I do that? They are my patients. So he said, yeah, that is why you can do it all the more. You are a doctor. This doctor devotee, he said, Guru Maharaj, I cannot take advantage of my profession. You know, this is my profession. They come. Then Guru Maharaj said, no, look, I'll tell you what to do. You are a neurologist? He said, yes. So what do you do? No, I test them, you know. So then Guru Maharaj said, let me give you one idea. You have to test, right, whether their limbs are working properly or not, some kinds of tests you do. Then he said, yes. So then Guru Maharaj gave him an idea. He said, whenever you conduct a test, let's say, you know, during the test, what they have to do is put their hands up. The doctor will say, put your hand up, put your hand down, come on, put your hand like this, like that. They just check how the limbs are working properly or not. Then Guru Maharaj said, next time when you conduct this test, you tell them that, you know, the knees, you know, when you touch your knees, what is this? This is your knee, right? So this is knee. And then tell them that imagine, you see, in America, usually, you know, I mean, the business corporate people or those who are having job, you know, they wear something, you know, tie, something like that. So he said, you tell them that show your hand towards your knee and then towards the tie. So now keep repeating knee, tie, knee, tie, knee, tie. So then the doctor said, wow. So Guru Maharaj said, see, done. That way they're telling the name of Nitai. Finish. Knee, tie. Knee is your knee. And then he said, what about Mataji? He said, you tell them that imagine there is a tie here. This is a neurological test I'm doing. That's all. Simple. So knee, tie, knee, tie. So then he said, very nice. And then Guru Maharaj said, what is here? He said, heart. So whose heart it is? Said, my heart. So yeah, he said, you tell them there are two exercises you have to do. One is knee, thigh. One is knee, my. नी माय दैट्स ऑल दिस इज माय हार्ट सिंपली यू आस्क देम टू डू निताय नी माय सो यू टेल देम डू इट ऑल्टरनेटिवली सो दैट आई कैन चेक द पावर ऑफ योर लिम्स हाउ नाइसली दे आर वर्किंग सो डू निताय नी माय सो देन ही सेड इट्स वेरी नाइस एंड देन गुरु महाराज सेड इन बिटवीन यू कीप टेलिंग देम हरी हरी Hari Hari, that means, you know, hurry up, you have to do quickly that test, you know. So he said, Hari Hari, Nitai, Nimai, Hari Hari, Nitai, Nimai, and Hari Hari. And he said, wow. So, you know, it says in the Narasimha Puran that if somebody does Hari Hari, and you know, while chanting Hari Hari, they just clap their hand, and all these sinful activities done in the previous life goes away. So now imagine that doctor, all the patients who will visit him will be doing Nitai, Nimai, and Hari Hari, and Hari Hari. You know, that is Guru Maharaj. You know, he just knows what to do, you know, how to bring Krishna in everybody's life. 24 hours, this is what is going on in his mind. How do I connect people to Krishna? How do I make them chant Krishna's names, you know? So we'll go to the next quality. Akama, desireless. Desireless. One of the qualities is desireless. Yeah, desireless. But his only desire is to fulfill the desire of his Guru Maharaj. This is his only desire. He doesn't have any desire. But the only desire is to fulfill the desire of the Guru Parampara. Right? See, every small desire of his Guru, he has taken it to his heart. You know, I was wondering when I read the list, you know, of all that Prabhupada wanted Guru Maharaj to do. And the way Guru Maharaj has, you know, had it all in his mind all these years, and of course now he has put it down for us to know in paper. And every small instruction, like even Prabhupada told him that if you bring a rose for me every day, then I will live long. And even after Prabhupada left this body, Guru Maharaj, wherever, whichever country, he made sure he offers rose to Prabhupada every day. Just because Prabhupada had told him that if you give me rose, I'll live long. So right from a small instruction of giving rose to Prabhupada to the bigger instructions like developing the Mayapur Dham, everything he's carrying in his heart. So yeah, he is desireless. He has no desire for himself, but all desires to fulfill the desire of his guru. Next quality, Aniha. Aniha means indifferent to material acquisitions. Aniha basically means one who is indifferent to material acquisitions, one who is very humble. I know one of the devotees was sharing, you know, he was Guru Maharaj's secretary in the earlier days. And he said that one day they had to go somewhere from Calcutta to some other place, but they missed the train. But they had to go there. It was very important. So then this devotee said, myself and Guru Maharaj with the luggage, we got inside a general compartment. Now you can imagine Guru Maharaj in general compartment. And then the devotee was, sharing his reflection. He said the beauty about Guru Maharaj is, even if he's in a first class compartment, same expression. And here he was in a general compartment, same expression. No agitation, no irritation, no anger. Actually, this is Krishna Ekasharanam. Whatever situation Krishna keeps, I'll not stop preaching. I'll not stop my work. Whatever way whatever trouble or whatever situation I'm put into. So that devotee was expressing that, my God, one moment, just 2-3 days ago, he was on the Vyasasana with all that grand flower decoration. Thousands of disciples, he is distributing prasadam. They're waiting for one smile, one photo with him. Very next moment, just after 2-3 days, he's in general compartment. Still no agitation. See, sometimes some people may feel envious. Why ISKCON Guru is having so grand, luxurious Vyasa Puja? But do you even know their heart? How luxurious and how magnanimous is their heart? For them, you put them in a luxury 5-star hotel also, they are same situation. You put them in a no toilet space in Bangladesh also, same expression. You give them facility, they're happy. You don't give them any facility, they're happy. What they simply want is facility to talk about Krishna. If you give them a facility to talk about Krishna, they're happy in whatever situation they are, right? They're not affected by outside situation. For us, it will be like, you know, we get overwhelmed. very nice material situation, we are like, wow. The moment there no proper material situation, we are like, oh, how do I do? How can I preach so much problems? But if we see Guru Maharaj in every situation, his only focus is how do I connect to Krishna, get people connected to Krishna. Next, we'll go to the next quality, sthira. Sthira means fixed. Fixed in what? Fixed in his purpose. Those who are pure devotees of the Lord, no matter what situation comes in their life, they never give up Krishna consciousness. They are fixed. Their mind is fixed on Krishna. So I remember one of Guru Maharaj's servant was sharing this, that how when Guru Maharaj got this attacked in Spain, you know, in Madrid, somebody attacked him with a knife and he was bleeding, and then he was admitted into the hospital in Madrid. So when he was admitted in the hospital, he was in the hospital bed. And one of the servants was playing in those days, you know, the cell phones and this hi-fi facilities are not there. So small Walkman-like thing, you know, he was playing the Nectar of Devotion lecture of Srila Prabhupada. So he was playing that. So last 2-3 days, you know, they're just trying to help Guru Maharaj. He's Guru Maharaj's servant, taking care of Guru Maharaj and all. So after 2 days, now imagine Guru Maharaj is in pain. He's in the hospital, you know. After 2 days, Guru Maharaj looks at him and says, what is this? So he is thinking, what is this? What did I do wrong? So Guru Maharaj again asking, what is this? So he's looking at the tape record and saying, what is this? So he didn't understand. So what? So then Guru Maharaj said, last 2 days you are playing the same cassette. Can you at least change the side? You know, in those days cassette is side A, side B. You know, you have to change the cassette after the cassette is over. And this devotee, he said, oh my God. He has been cut in the throat, he is in the hospital bed, and he is hearing Prabhupada lecture so carefully. I am not hearing, I am just thinking of something else. And he is pointing out that, what is this? Last 2 days you are playing the same cassette, can you change it or at least change the side of the cassette? And then he was amazed. And these are the glories of the devotees of the Lord. You know, every situation, they're just thinking about Krishna. So though he is in pain, he is hearing so carefully Prabhupada's classes, right? Next quality, Vijita Sadguna. Vijita Sadguna means Sataguna. Vijita Sadguna means he has conquered the 6 qualities, you know, this lust, anger, greed, kama, krodha, moha, mada, matsarya, lobha. All these qualities are under the control. Yeah, the pure devotee, he is not affected by all those qualities, right? All these qualities are under his control, or rather, they have used it in seva of Krishna. They have dovetailed it in the seva of Krishna. Next quality, Mitta Bhuka. Mitta Bhuka means eating only as much as required, or rather we can say eating only that which is Krishna's prasad. Krishna's prasad, right? See, I think that was during the Damodar month, you know, we were just thinking about how should we break our Bhishma Panchaka fast. So I was just trying to do something on the net, and I just came across a very beautiful pastime of Guru Maharaj. How in the beginning days, when Guru Maharaj first started this whole thing, no, we should do Bhishma Panchaka, and this is how. So Guru Maharaj was doing a juice fast, you know, for 4 or 5 days, that Bhishma Panchaka, he had taken only juice. So you can imagine, you know, I mean, he's not the one who is sitting and doing juice fast. He will be working and preaching and then also doing the fast. So the devotees decided Guru Maharaj likes pasta. So they said, we make some nice pasta soup, pasta and some nice soup with oregano. So this is how we'll, you know, they can break the fast. So they were getting all the things ready. And meanwhile, Guru Maharaj asked one of the devotees that, why not you find out from the Hari Bhakti Vilas, how do you break the Bhishma Panchaka fast? So they came out with all the research and all, and they said, Guru Maharaj, the fast has to be broken with Havishya. So Havishya is an unspiced khichdi. So then Guru Maharaj said, done. So I'm going to break it with khichdi only. So then his cook was so unhappy because he made all the arrangements of, you know, making nice. So then finally, when Guru Maharaj came in the evening to break the fast, and he said, okay, bring my khichdi. So now, see, because we love him, we want to see him eat all the nice things, you know. When we love somebody, we want to give the best. So they're so unhappy seeing Guru Maharaj eating simple khichdi. And then Guru Maharaj, while eating, he was saying, oh, this is nectar. After 4 days of taking juice, you know, this is a feast for me. So then his cook, na, he thought, okay, now the fast is broken na, with Havishya. So now again he brought that pasta and soup. Guru Maharaj, you want to taste, little bit taste? And then Guru Maharaj said, no, that's it for today. I'll take Havishya and then tomorrow I'll you know, take whatever pasta and all you have made. So it's a Vijita Sadguna, so much control over, you know, if it's you and me, we'll be like, okay, tempted, done now, brah, fast is broken, now I can eat, you know. And not only that, whatever situation he is, always make sure that he takes Krishna Prasad. Even when he was in the hospital in Madrid, the hospital people, they used to give some food and you have to take that food because you are a patient there. So Guru Maharaj made sure, he told his servant that, okay, ask them to give the food. So they gave the food and that food was gone into the commode and they used to flush it, whatever the hospital gave. And then they used to smuggle the prasadam from temple inside the hospital room and then Guru Maharaj used to take that prasad. And he was so particular, even till today we see he's very particular about taking only prasad. You know, he makes sure that, you know, no matter what situation, where he's put in whatever place, he'll make sure only takes prasad. Next quality, apramata. Apramata basically means one who is not intoxicated. So one who is not intoxicated means, why are they using this quality for a pure devotee? We know a pure devotee is not a drunkard or pure devotee doesn't drink. Basically what they mean by apramata here is one who is not intoxicated with his material possessions, one who is not intoxicated with ego, one who is not intoxicated about himself. I'm so intelligent, I'm so great, I'm so famous, this is being drunk. Drunk is not drinking liquor. Drunk is when you are drunk in your, on your own glory. But those who are pure devotees, they are apramata, humble. They don't even think great about themselves. So I remember a couple of years ago, I was in Ahmedabad and then having prasadam with His Grace Yashomadinandan Prabhu. He's no more here. And he was very nice to me and a very special affection. You see, I'm Gujarati and he's Gujarati. And he, whenever I am in Ahmedabad, you know, he's so nice to me, like a loving father. So myself and my husband and all, we were taking prasadam. So he shared this very sweet pastime. So because he knows I'm, you know, initiated by Jayapada Swami Guru Maharaj. And he told me, he said, you know what happened once? And, you know, when I was going in a lift with Jayapataka Swami Maharaj, and inside the lift, you know, he's a sannyasi, and he said he was doing a shakshat dandavat pranam to me, and I got like, what are you doing? Why are you doing this? And then when he got up, he said, I'm doing this because you know, Prabhupada liked you so much. Prabhupada liked you so much because, you know, you were so dear to Prabhupada. So I mean, see the kind of emotion, you know, okay, my Guru Maharaj like this person, so I like this person too, you know, see kind of heart that he has, you know. So he was sharing this, that. So I was amazed, see, because Yashomadhanan Prabhu is a grihastha, okay, he's also Prabhupada disciple, but he's a grihastha, he's a sannyasi, he doesn't need to. But then, and that's why he maintained lokachar. He didn't do it in public because it won't look nice. But then when he saw there was nobody inside the lift, both of them, then he immediately touched the feet, you know. That's amazing quality. Next quality, manada. Manada means a pure devotee, he always wants to give respect to others. He's very respectful to all. See, I remember this very sweet pastime. I don't know if you know this, but, you know, this one disciple of Guru Maharaj, one servant of Guru Maharaj, I don't want to mention names here, but he shared this pastime. He said that once he was there in the service of Guru Maharaj during the GBC meetings. So, see, many pastimes of Guru Maharaj are public pastimes, which you can share with everybody in an open forum. Then there are some pastimes which we can share only with a group of devotees, and there are some pastimes which are person specific and it's only for his realization and we can't share with anybody. So I'm just telling you the one part of this pastime. There's another story which cannot be revealed here. So he was saying this, that after the GBC first session in the morning, all the sannyasis, they took lunch. And after lunch, everybody left. This is going, they're going to take a short break and come back for the afternoon session. And this devotee was trying to pick up the plates of all the sannyasis. And Guru Maharaj walked in and then he was asking that servant, whose plate is this? Then he said, this is Radhana Swami Maharaj's plate. Immediately he took the Mahaprasad, whatever the leftover, one grape was left over, he immediately took it. And then he asked, whose plate is that? This is Gopal Krishna, His Holiness Gopal Krishna Maharaj's plate, or His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj's plate. And he said, okay. Then he took little Mahaprasad. Whose plate is this? And he kept asking like that, and he took Mahaprasad of all those sannyasis. And this servant was like, he never saw this side of Guru Maharaj. Oh my God. What we know is, we take his Mahaprasad, we know that. But he takes Mahaprasad of his god brothers that nobody knows. And then he was so amazed, you know. So he was sharing this, you know. So they, yeah, humble. Manada. Always trying to give respect to others. Next quality, which actually follows. Manada amani. He gives respect to others, does not want any respect for himself. Always ready to serve Krishna in whatever situation he's put into. In fact, in the 1968, when Guru Maharaj got initiation, just within 2 months of his initiation, he became the temple president of the Montreal temple. And there was no money for the temple maintenance. So Guru Maharaj did a job in some other office where he had to sweep and clean their office. So with that, whatever money he got, with that he maintained the temple. Imagine. So he was from a rich family, from a very rich family. So here he is cleaning somebody else's office so that with that money he can give it to the temple maintenance. So manada amani, you know, respecting others, not expecting any respect for himself. Gambhira. Gambhira means grave. Yeah. Devotees, oh, sometimes they're all jolly, laughing, and sometimes we see they're very grave, very grave. They know what to do, when to do, how to behave, when, what situation, how he has to react. And they're very grave, they're very thoughtful. Sometimes we may think, ah, Guruma's in good mood, see, he's smiling, he's in bad mood. There's no bad mood, good mood. Whenever, whatever is required to be manifested, that is what they manifest. Sometimes they become very grave, sometimes they're very jolly. So Mahavara Prabhu was sharing this pastime how Guru Maharaj visited one particular temple after 3 years. So devotees were so excited to see Guru Maharaj. So when, as soon as Guru Maharaj got down from the car, he went inside the temple. All are so excited. He's just, they're all following him wherever he's going. He went to the temple, they followed him. Then from temple, Guru Maharaj went inside his room, they're following him. And then they're all sitting in Guru Maharaj's room, and then they are folding their hands, joining their hands like this, and they're looking at Guru Maharaj. So now Guru Maharaj is like, what am I supposed to, you know, there's just 100 people looking like this at Guru Maharaj. And so Guru Maharaj, he didn't say anything. Then Mahavara Prabhu is still removing the luggage, and also with luggage, Mahavara Prabhu just entered the room. As soon as he entered, Guru Maharaj started shouting and blasting Mahavara. What is this? It's already 8:30. Where is my breakfast? After breakfast, I have to select the names for initiation candidates. Where are those names? What are you doing? Why are you taking so much time in taking out the luggage? What do you think you are doing? Shouting on Mahavara like anything. Immediately, all those 100 people who were sitting like this, they got up. Better to make a move from here, you know. So they all started making move, and in within 2 minutes, whole room was empty. Then Guru Maharaj told Mahavara, I'm sorry. Actually, I cannot scold them. I came after 3 years. I know they're so excited to see me, just to be in my presence. If I tell them, all of you go out from the room, they'll feel bad. That's why I shouted on you. Now they left. Now let us complete our work. So Mahavara was laughing. So it's like that. He knows when to do what, you know. Like they say, mother-in-law, she cannot say anything to the daughter-in-law. So she'll tell the daughter. So daughter-in-law understands, oh, this is for me. This is how he drive the people out. And then he did his job. So yeah. Next, Karuna. Compassionate. Yeah, Guru Maharaj is compassionate. My favorite pastime of Guru Maharaj is this one. You know, how when Guru Maharaj was visiting one particular temple, and it was little bit late. So almost the altar is going to get closed. You know, 8:30 ISKCON temples, we close the altar. So the secretaries were rushing and running, you know, telling the pujari, just wait, Guru Maharaj is coming for darshan. So fadafad they're taking his wheelchair, and, you know, fadafad they have to remove his shoes. And wherever Guru Maharaj is, hundreds of people, you know, Matajis, Prabhujis, they'll follow him, like, you know, they all get stick to him like fevicol, you know, they don't give space. So one Mataji, she also leaped, you know, and she just almost trying to take out Guru Maharaj's shoes. So right side one servant is removing the shoes, and left side that Mataji is trying to remove Guru Maharaj's shoes. So immediately Guru Maharaj's secretary said, Mataji, no, don't touch. You know, maybe she's new. She doesn't know that you're not supposed to touch a sannyasi. So she's like, you know, why? So they're like, Matajis are not supposed to touch. So immediately that lady, she was like speaking to herself, or rather I would say thinking aloud. She said, oh, how I wish I was a man. You know, at least in my next life, I should become a man so that I can serve Guru Maharaj. And Guru Maharaj heard that, you know, in his wheelchair. And he immediately told her, you remove the shoes. You remove. So his whole thinking is that just to remove my shoes, why do you want to come back to this material world? Just to remove my shoes, why do you have to take birth again? You know, don't keep that desire. Okay, remove it if you want. Actually, sannyasis, they don't allow any lady to touch. But Guru Maharaj is like, okay, I'll take the sin on my head, but you don't come back to this material world. You know, you don't get that kind of a desire. So, my God, who can be like that? Compassionate, yeah? Karuna. Next quality, Maitra. Yes, Guru Maharaj is a friend. He's a friend. He's ever well-wisher. He's a friend of everybody. He's our real friend. In this world, we may have so many friends, but they're all having friendship with us because of some or the other benefits that they're getting from us. Nowadays, what is friendship? You do something for me, I do something for you. I am benefited by you, you are benefited by me. But Guru Maharaj is a real friend. He's a real friend. What benefit he gets from us? The only thing he wants to do is benefit us. By coming into our lives, he wants to benefit us. So he's a real friend. And he's actually friendly also, very jolly. And when we hear from his past, you know, from his servants, you know, how he interacts with them and, you know, how very, very intimately. I think one of the Sankirtan devotees was sharing this pastime that how he had come from a long 2-3 months Sankirtan back to Mayapur, and he was so tired, and he went to the lotus building, and you know that lotus building where they take water, there's nice drinking water where we collect some water. So he was just drinking, trying to fill up some water, and all these 2-3 months he was thinking that I'm working so hard distributing books. And as soon as you see in Mayapur, that feeling is there, you know. The moment you get close to that lotus building, now the only thing you'll be reminded of is Guru Maharaj, because he stays there up, you know. We immediately, our mind goes to him only. So he's just thinking in his mind that I don't even know if Guru Maharaj knows my name. Guru Maharaj even knows me. I don't know even if he recognizes me. He's just thinking like this, and he's filling up the water bottle. And Guru Maharaj came from back and hugged him, and he's calling out his name. So, how are you? He's like, I'm shivering. Guru Maharaj hugged me. And then Guru Maharaj is not even leaving him, because he just wants, if Guru Maharaj leaves, then he can turn and pay obeisances. And Guru Maharaj is not even leaving him. After some time, Guru Maharaj left him, and then he just paid obeisances. And he's sitting there joining his hands and doesn't know what to speak, because he was shocked. Guru Maharaj knows my name. So then sometimes this pastime I've heard from hundreds of devotees who have this feeling that maybe Guru Maharaj doesn't know my name, and then they get their, like one Mataji was saying, I think Guru Maharaj those days was traveling a lot to Russia, and he was not, you know, spending so much time in Mayapur, and she was thinking in her mind that I don't even know if Guru Maharaj knows me. And to her surprise, on that day only, for some reason, Guru Maharaj called out her name. So like that, I've heard hundreds of pastimes where they get like, wow, Guru Maharaj really knows my name. So he's so surprised. Yeah, he's a friend. And there was one other devotee who was sharing that how he was feeling mentally very sad that nobody cares for me, nobody's taking care of me. He was just in a sad mind. And that day only Guru Maharaj called him and asked him, so how are you? How is everything? Are you fine? So I'm going to Tirupati so for my treatment. Do you think you want to come with me? And then this devotee was like, no, maybe I should not come. I'm not feeling well. Then Guru Maharaj said, well, that's up to you. I would advise you that you can come with me. I'm going for an Ayurvedic treatment. You can also have the treatment. And he was like, okay. And then at the end, when there was silence, then Guru Maharaj said, well, you may think that nobody cares for you, but I care for you. And he was shocked. How did Guru Maharaj know this? This was going on in my heart that nobody cares for me. And Guru Maharaj is saying, but I care for you. I care for you, right? And then that devotee went on to explain that how, you know, when he was with Guru Maharaj in Tirupati getting this treatment done, how every evening Guru Maharaj was doing arm wrestling with him, sometimes playing volleyball with him, sometimes, of course, with all the other devotees. An entourage of 35 devotees were there for 1 month, and where every evening they used to have some sports and all. So, yeah, this is on the you know, on the physical level, okay, Guru Maharaj is friendly by his body language and all, but the larger level, or, you know, bigger level, is he's a friend of everybody. It's not that if he plays volleyball with us and arm wrestling with us, then only he's our friend. A friend is a person who wishes well for you, guides you, you know, in the right direction. And that Guru Maharaj is doing all the time. He's guiding us all back home, back to Godhead. So definitely he's our friend. He's friend of every jiva. He wants everybody should go back to Krishna. He's a real friend of everybody. Next quality, Kavi, poet. Oh yeah, he's a poet. The latest song of Guru Maharaj that we are all humming nowadays. Jadi Prabhupad na hoi to, tabe ki hoi to. All are everywhere. Everybody's just humming this song. Yeah, he's a poet. Not only this, I think he wrote a number of poetries in Bengali and English, and he's an author of many books. And yeah, so why is a pure devotee having this quality of poet? Why is that poet? Basically, it means that a pure devotee is so full of Krishna that Krishna comes out from his mouth in different forms, whether it's a poem or a, you know, piece of an art, whatever. Krishna just, you know, just like you say in Hindi, you know, matka, chalak, you know, when the pot is full, you know, it to the brim, it'll just come out. So that's what the pure devotees are, so full of Krishna consciousness and so full of Krishna that Krishna comes out from them in every form. Next, Daksha, expert. Oh, we can go on and on with this. Expert in everything. He's expert in everything. You know, so even when he was in coma, okay, he's in coma, right? So Sachinandan Maharaj came and visited him. So after that, when he was well, Sachinandan Maharaj was telling him that, Maharaj, you may not know, when you were in coma, I visited you 2 times. So Guru Maharaj immediately corrected him. Not 2 times, you visited me 3 times. Then he said, ah, yeah, correct, I visited you 3 times. And he was shocked. He was in coma. I visited him 2 times and he's correcting me, not 2, 3 times you visited. He's amazing. That's why he's like, he's out of this world. He's out of this world. It's not humanly not possible. So we understand he's a Parshad, he's an eternal associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Srila Prabhupada accepted this, and Guru Maharaj also, in several occasions, he accepted that. He accepted that. Even when one of his disciples asked Guru Maharaj, you know, they say that you are the eternal associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is it true? And Guru Maharaj simply blushed and said, this is an open secret. That's what he said. This is an open secret. In fact, Gauranga Prem Maharaj was once sharing that how when they went to Bangladesh, once they lost their way, and Guru Maharaj was leading them and showing, you know, no, not like this, let's take a right, let's take a left. And he brought them to one old lady's house and then knocked the door. And then Guru Maharaj spoke to that old lady and then they somehow came back. So afterwards, one of Guru Maharaj's secretary asked that, Guru Maharaj, how did you know that? Because we all came here first time. Even Guru Maharaj came first time. Then Guru Maharaj simply said, I came here before. That's all he said. I came here before. So Guru Maharaj's secretary was thinking that maybe I should ask a second question. When did you come? Previous life. But he thought it will not be good to ask like that. Because Guru Maharaj very gravely said, I came here before. That's all he said. Last quality. I think this is the last one. Yeah, we came to the last quality. Mauni. Mauni. A pure devotee is Mauni. He's silent. So now what does that mean? Silent doesn't mean you wear a badge of silence. You know, I'm in silence, I'm not talking. What Prabhupada said, silence means a pure devotee does not talk anything, but he talks about Krishna. Always enthusiastic to speak about Krishna. And that we are seeing with Guru Maharaj. Anytime, just go to the Facebook and just press Jai Pataka Swami and you will see almost all the time he's live like a young boy. Even youngsters will not be so much live, which, you know, he's morning. Sometimes I see 8 o'clock he's live, night 10 o'clock he's live. All the time he's talking about Krishna, talking about Krishna. I remember when he came to Vishakhapatnam, so we didn't keep any program in the night because we want he should take rest. So all the programs were finished, you know, by 3:30, 4 in the evening. So we don't want to disturb him. But at the same time, when he comes here, we all want to just look at him. So what the devotees were doing is on his floor, you know, where Guru Maharaj stayed, they're just all moving around here and there because they're just thinking, even if we don't see him, let's say if he just comes out in case to do his physiotherapy walking, then we can have a glimpse of him. So then when the devotees were doing that, you know, Mahara Prabhu, he specifically came out and said, don't make noise. So I thought, actually, nobody was making so much noise. But then he said, no, if at all he understands that there are few devotees, you know, still, then he'll say, let me give class, call them inside, let me give class. So you should not even make him feel that there are devotees around here. You know, we have to give him impression, nobody's there, everybody went home. Then he's okay, otherwise he wants to talk, you know. So Mahavira Prabhu, that night, he was telling so many beautiful pastimes of Guru Maharaj to all of us, Vishakhapatnam congregation devotees. So he was telling this one that how when Guru Maharaj was in Los Angeles, you know, during after the stroke treatment, how early morning, 7 o'clock, he had to travel to some place for treatment, then come back in the evening, 5 o'clock, then take bath, take prasadam, and then he used to give class. So one day Guru Maharaj was so tired that while eating, his eyes was getting close. Now, this is something too much because nobody will sleep while eating. We may sleep while hearing class or while bhajan, but while eating also, eyes are getting close. So immediately what they did is they told all the devotees, today there is no class, go, all of you go. So after Guru Maharaj ate the prasadam, he washed his hand. He said, okay, now call the devotees, I'll give class. So Mahavira Prabhu said, devotees, I send them away, Guru Maharaj, you are tired. Then Guru Maharaj got upset, so angry. He said, I'm a sannyasi. My life is not for taking these therapies and treatments. I want to talk about Krishna. Why did you cancel my class? Did you ask me? How can you cancel my class? I want to speak about Krishna. Now I want to speak about Krishna. So then he understood, oh my God, the only thing that is keeping him going, keeping him alive, that every breath that he's taking, he wants to talk about Krishna. Everywhere, wherever he goes, he wants to talk about Krishna, you know. So now we see Guru Maharaj not only talking, he's, you know, with his creative ideas, you know. I think he was the first one to come up with this idea during the corona lockdown of this Zoom visits, you know. Of course, he's already there in the hearts of all the devotees, and now not only in the heart, he's even in the drawing rooms and kitchen and altar of all the devotees, personally visiting and talking and connecting them to Krishna. So these are the beautiful, beautiful qualities of our very dear Guru Maharaj. His Holiness Jai Pateva Swami Guru Maharaj ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Jai Gurudeva, Jai Gurudeva.